The radio launched on an emergency basis a few weeks ago when a crisis in Gao hit. We felt that although we were just starting and our journalists had just come on board, we felt that it was important to step in. And since we had just set up the transmitter in Gao the week before, we decided to launch. And so we are now broadcasting in Gao, and the feedback we got within 2 days of launching was extremely positive. We started receiving SMS messages thanking us for the explanations that we were able to give them to clarify the misunderstandings between the different factions, the armed groups, and with the UN. And so we've been able to broadcast a series of peace messages. We've been able to get all the different parties involved represented and interviewed on the radio, who've themselves called for peace, who've themselves called for the population to stay focused on the bigger overall peace process in Algiers. And it's definitely helped bring tensions down.
Are you going to cover the whole country?
We're going to cover the whole country little by little, and week by week we're installing transmitters. So yes, we will have a coverage. We're going to have 9 transmitters once everything is set up and running.
What do you feel is the most important role, in addition to what you have just told us about reconciliation and getting people together in the same room on a neutral platform? What other prominent role do you see radio playing?
The radio also plays, in this particular context, a way to know how the population is feeling and to monitor and to understand what their main concerns are. And I think that it's an invaluable resource to gather that information so that as a United Nations system, we are able to better respond to their concerns. And so we're also going to be using feedback to adjust and to share that with all the different sections, units, agencies, so that they are even more equipped at making decisions in terms of the projects that they're planning with different local populations.
What is the radio called?
So Mikado is actually a game which is consistent of these long sticks. And every stick is identical, and yet they all have different colored circles. And when players play around this, the idea is that they have to remove their stick from the pile without breaking the unity. And so it's a metaphor for the fact that everybody is a little bit unique and has individuality, and yet they form part of a whole and that they can coexist with their individuality without breaking the unity.
Is there any link to what's actually happening in Mali?
The name of the radio?
Yes.
Yes, in terms of national reconciliation process, we are here in a situation where they're a very vast country, where there are a diversity of populations and communities. Each are individual, have a cultural heritage that is very unique, which they hold dearly and close to their heart. At the same time, they're part of a unit and a country, which they also hold very close to their heart. So it's really a metaphor between the fact that you can be individual and part of a unit and hold both close